really like throw stuff out, but I just do it less and less often. If that answers that.
He seems wildly unsatisfied with that answer.
Yeah, you need a little more than that, Tate.
But well,
I never take a joke out because people seem to like it, you know. But I will do it less. You know, I might do it like once a month or three times a month or something.
Yeah.
Do you get bored with the same joke?
That's why I won't tell a joke for a long time. Sometimes I'll put a joke on a shelf for like, you know, a year and then just bring it out and dust it off and do it
again. Is it funny again after that?
Yeah, if you wait some time.
Yeah.
Right.
Hmm.
Well, great. Thank you very much, Brian, for taking my question.
Thank you, Tate.
Man, he's got his own website dedicated.
I know. I'm
just very serious guy to have to be such a fan of a comedian. He was just no nonsense.
Very analytical about the comedy arena.
Yeah.
And you're working like nonstop through Christmas. I mean, like you're not.
Brian was just telling me what a great life he has. Here's his schedule. Can I tell him?
Sure.
Or not?
No, that's okay.
I can make stuff up right now. I can go a different direction and turn it into comedy. Brian's a Vegas showgirl during the week.
I'm very happy. Things are very good.
All right. Brian works like Thursday through Sunday. Then he goes home because he's got a wife and a baby, you know. Mm-hmm. He goes home and he stays home the whole week and then the whole next week and then leaves the next Thursday. So he works like twice a month. Twice a month for 4 days at a time. That's it. He works 8 days a month.
He makes
a fortune.
Well, no, I don't know. I feel like I got a scam going.
Well, you kind of
I love it. I kind of do. I'm very fortunate.
That's cool.
Playing mostly the big cities?
Yeah, you know. But I'm trying to get into inventing, you know, because I do have some time. And
really? Is this one of your interests?
Well, it is one of my interests, and it's hard. It's very hard. What I'm trying to invent right now, and I don't know if I'm going to be able to accomplish this, but I'm trying to invent an ironing board that when you open it, it doesn't sound like this.
Ow, ow, ow.
Pretty accurate.
Every ironing board I've ever opened sounds like a witch being boiled in oil. Why can't they fix that?
I don't know.
How strange that you have ironing board humor.
That's how much time I have. Can you imagine getting the ironing board system approved in today's safety conscious world? So tell me what you have there before I can approve this. Well, it's called an iron and an ironing board. I want to have like a surfboard-shaped device about this high, and I want to support it with two thin crisscrossing poles so the center of gravity is precariously high, so the slightest nudge would be sure to topple it. Then I want to put a big hot metal thing on the top of that with water the temperature of lava oozing out the sides and dripping off the board for burn wounds. I want one side to be a white-hot heat for your scarring. I want the sheer weight to be able to cause blunt force trauma, and I want the whole thing to come to a point for puncture wounds.
Got yourself a patent there.
Yeah. Oh, that sounds pretty good.
Brian Regan, go to improvclubs.com and find out where you can see him, or go to Tate's website. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
He's got a schedule on there, too, on Tate's website.
I got my own, brianregan.com.
Brianregan.com.
Without the hyphen.
And Tate's website, brian-regan.com.
Yeah,
all right.
Hey, get it! You're listening to the Kid Craddock in the Morning warm-up show.
Oh, yeah.